Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting conversation.
No,
I'm
wouldn't.
Trying to
you're,
find
you're,
one that's not dirty.
We'll
just do the dirty
just
one.
Just do the dirty one, and we'll edit it out if we have to.
All right. Why did the... No, never mind. That was going to be really bad. Okay. Hey, Morgan.
Hey, Shannon.
What kind of donuts can fly?
Dirty ones? Am I wrong?
A plain one.
So you went from the most dirty to the absolute least dirty food joke you
well,
could find?
Well, okay, so like this joke page is separates all the different jokes. So like there's carrot, it's alphabetical carrot jokes, caviar jokes, celery jokes, donut jokes, and I had clicked on cucumber jokes.
Oh.
And all of them yeah. are just, I mean, there's nuns involved. It's bad.
None?
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay.
But I found one that Morgan's going to like.
Neil Saavedra.
I love when you use Morgan as like the tiebreaker. Yeah, she should help. She's all, oh, a filthy, slutty donut?
Hey, now. You're not wrong.
Sad.
Neil is the host of the Fork Report News on Saturdays here on KFI. Hey, Neil, this decision that we found out about late Sunday going into yesterday about the reopening of restaurants, I know that this is a forehead swipe by the back of the wrist, whew, but there's got to be just some more frustration. This only adds to the frustration of restaurant owners as small business owners trying to navigate their way through this.
You ever heard the term cycle of violence?
Yeah.
It's like it's why, you know, people go back to spouses that are horrible. And you get kind of gun shy, but this whole kind of, oh, we love you, open up. Oh, you're the worst thing in the world. You're causing problems. Oh, we love you. A lot of restaurants are gun shy. Now, don't get me wrong. In Orange County and stuff, they're boom on it. Pasadena jumped boom on it. But there are restaurants that are looking around and saying, okay, so we've been told that it's science, and we use science, which is a stupid term for this. It's data. It's about data. And the data shows X, Y, and Z, so we need to close. So late November, outdoor dining ban hit right before Thanksgiving, and the five-day average rose above 4,000 cases, right? It was 4,097 or whatever it was. Well, as of January 20th, the seven-day average was 7,328. That's higher than why they closed in November. So people are looking around, scratching their heads, going, so we're way higher than when you shut us down last time. And they're scared to open. Some are scared to open, going, we just can't go back and forth again. I can't hire everybody back and then have them leave. And so some places, in LA County particularly, they're going, I just don't know if we're going to open.
Yeah, and that's a frustrating thing because I think an issue that we're going to see 2 years from now, 5 years from now, whenever we do have enough time between us and this to do a proper autopsy on this whole thing, there's no way that we're going to be able to say that had the governor not shut down outdoor dining around the state, the numbers would have been that much worse. Or
well,
if he left them open,
a negative,
right?
For one.
That unfortunately is not going to happen. I mean, there are plenty of places around the country that have had dining to some degree available the entire time. Not all of it indoors. You know, most places there obviously would be outdoors, depending on the weather. But that no one really saw massive spikes that outdid anybody else, regardless of whether they were locked down or not locked down.
Yeah, and there was no evidence to begin with. There was no data pointing to outdoor restaurants being problematic in any way, shape, or form. And obviously, they've been closed and our numbers were going up. So they didn't seem to be the cause either. The logic being, well, we don't want you outdoors. Go indoors. Just do it at home rather than outdoor dining. So it's been a mess, and you've got just shell shock still throughout the industry. So many places have closed. Others have spent thousands, tens of thousands. One of the highest was 50,000 for their outdoor seating. I mean, you've got places like the Ranch restaurant in Anaheim. I mean, they've got this beautiful outdoor area that they built specifically for this. That is opening immediately. They're going to get on that. Some places aren't waiting till Friday because in Orange County, I don't think they have to. But here, I think in LA, I think there's been so many mixed messages coming, and there's been so much politics tied into this. Nobody wants to undo that knot anymore. They're just, they fear that they're going to open up, they're going to get people back, hire their crew back, do all these things, and they're going to get shut down again. So it may take a little longer in LA, but Orange County seems to be, you know, foot on the gas.
Well, let's talk about suckling pig tacos when we come back. How about that? It'll be something nice.
Is that the punchline to the donut joke?
Also, what happens to your body when you eat chocolate? And chicken nuggets.
Wow.
Something for everybody.
That's not a tease. That's your menu. She's just reading stuff she wants to eat right now.
There's nothing wrong with that, Neil.
Neil Saavedra, host of The Fork Report, has joined us. We'll continue here in just a second. It's stew weather. Oh, you know what it is? It's suckling pig taco weather.
You're damn right it is. That's and for all is. Our suckling pig news, we go to Neil Saavedra, our Fork Reporter.
Our suckling pig.
That's him.
Well,
I don't understand the term suckling pig. What am I?
It's a suckling pig. Yeah.
Yeah.
What suckles?
It's about a
baby.
Well,
stop it.
So a suckling pig is probably, I don't know, around 60 pounds. You know, it's not like those 400 pounds ones that you see at the LA County Fair. You guys remember we used to have fairs?
Yeah.
And so it's about 60 pounds, but we, you know, pork and Mexican food, and it's one of those great, you're just like, I want to eat it. The first time you ever have like Kahlua pig or something,
sure.
And you're just like, holy crap, and carnitas and all those great things. Well, in a taco, it's just a beautiful marriage. And it's a thing of beauty, but there's different styles that come from different parts of Mexico. And for a long time, what we had here even in Los Angeles, where, you know, we were Mexico. So you, even here in Los Angeles, you have great tacos and things like that and great Mexican food, but we're starting to get more regional, little parts of Mexico that are coming to Southern California, and this is new for us to have this particular kind of roasted suckling. It's the whole pig roasted, then it's fabricated, split down the middle and butterflied, and then pieces are removed and broken apart into light and dark meat and all of these things. You've got the crackling, the skin on the outside, and it's placed in with traditional toppings and spices, and it's, you know, my buddy over who actually wrote the article for Eater, Los Angeles, which is where this comes from, Bill Esparza, this guy is just amazing. He's an authority on Latin foods, but he first pointed this out and said, this is something special, and it's in Cudahy. You know, who would have thought it? A tiny little part of Los Angeles here, southeast area, small little town, and you know, maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes from downtown. And it's this guy, it only does it on Saturdays and Sundays, and he's got lines of people waiting to get these tacos.
It's got to be the ultimate ego boost when, you know, a little place like that doing a traditional, you know, family style recipe or wherever he gets it from, but knows that he's confident that once it gets out there, people are going to line up for it. And then to see it happen.
Yeah. And Bill, it's there at 4901 Patatas. Nice. Patatas. In Cudahy. And it's Saturdays and Sundays only, starting around 3 p.m. But Bill Esparza says to go around 2:30, and you'll see them actually removing the suckling pig whole from the stainless steel box and breaking it down there, and that it's a really beautiful sight. I know there's people that don't eat meat, but to see them break down and the animal and prepare these tacos, and people will get like six of these tacos. You know, it's not like, well, I'll have two. You just bust them out. And yeah, it's just a really beautiful thing. Put on the corn tortilla, very simple, a couple of fresh white onions in strips on top, and just a thing of beauty. It really is. And we have so many gems like this here.
Is there a sauce that goes on it?
Yes. And interestingly enough, I know you're a huge mustard fan. Simon. That there is one of the salsas that they put on has a base in mustard. There are two different, I think. One is a little spicier, and then one is done with tomatillos, which are going to be much more mild. So they have these, you know, sauces, and you go and you just enjoy it. But it is the talk right now. This place, and it's, you know, a little easy up tent, and a lot of these places, this is how it starts. You know, these are how you get these, like Ricky's fish tacos. I mean, he just bounced around in little places and started up. Now he's got a food truck, and I think he might have even had a brick and mortar for a little bit of time. But these places they're authentic. And focused on the quality of what they're making, and many of them bring it from their hometown here to Los Angeles, and then you have a community of people that go, wow, you can get that? I mean, what, you know, Shannon, what if you found out there's those waffles or whatever from, where were you?
Estonian pancakes?
Yes, those things. So if you found out that there was someone, you know, down the street that had a little tent that was making those on Saturdays and Sunday, mm-hmm. you'd be the first one in the line.
Damn right.
Yeah, and that's what happens with these things.
I mean, somebody could be selling chicken nuggets from Tyson down the street in a tent, and I'd probably be the first in line at this point.
Exotic.
Oh, my God. You guys smell that? It's a segue. Tyson. Tyson is doing heart-shaped chicken nuggets for Valentine's Day because
I don't like
chicks
this.
Dig nuggets.
What do you don't like about it?
Oh, hold on a second. It's the
How
idea that
you?
That foods, especially meats,
yes,
need to be heart-shaped.
Yeah.
No, this is not a.
It's a way of making it a romantic dinner. There are little hearts for Valentine's Day.
This is what you're going to serve your husband for Valentine's
Day? I just took a picture of it and texted it to him. And I said, this is what I'm going to get you for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I don't mean to spoil it. I think Mondo should run into his home with his girlfriend and then drop it and go, oh, my God, it fell out. Call 911. No?
I love transplant jokes.
Hey, I can do them, though.
You can.
Yeah, but
yours
you
guys can't.
Your kidney beans are not quite. You have to point it and you have to go, that's a kidney bean. Yeah. I have extra kidney. Yeah.
We can make those jokes. But yeah, Tyson is, unless you're, you know, your spouse is somebody who digs for dinosaur bones, you can get the dino nuggets, I suppose. But otherwise, get the little heart nuggets. Nuggets of love is what they're called.
Nuggets of love.
Which is actually pretty good if you watch the first one. It's the second and third one got a little sloppy.
Nuggets of Love 5 is really bottom
of
the barrel stuff.
That's when they were phoning it in.
Yeah.
That's when it's like, please, again with that move.
Hey, I've got good vaccine news. The White House says it expects to deliver enough vaccines to states this summer for the two-dose regimen for everyone to get it by the end of summer. That sounds good.
Yeah, we'll take it. Good news is good news.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Those nuggets really put you in a bad mood.
I have a picture of a steak mm-hmm. that somebody at Ralph's butcher shop butterflied and opened up so it's in the shape of a heart, and it still haunts me to this day.
So the boneless ribeye will butterfly into a heart shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy to me.
That is too close to the actual heart.
Right, right, right. Nugget. The good thing is nuggets aren't on a body.
Right.
Yeah. And like, I guess for a guy, but no woman's gonna go, oh, wow, let's go in the where the magic happens. That meat got me.
Neil.
Yeah.
We love you.
I'm back.
Pick up your kidney bean.
Love
baby.
You too.
All right.
Send me nuggets.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.